Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here's the column from Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel that I told you about in the 3 o'clock hour. And again, the headline, Dolphins McDaniel Tua duo can't succeed without Tyreek. Okay? Chris Perkins writing. We'll soon find out how much magic the duo of Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa has without the services of speedy receiver Tyreek Hill, the probable future Hall of Famer, 5-team, first-team, all-pro selections, 8-time Pro Bowl berths. We'll know whether it's worthwhile keeping McDaniel and Tua in 2026. So, essentially, and you'll hear it here from Perk, he's essentially saying the Dolphins now are playing the rest of the season to figure out if McDaniel and Tua are worth keeping next season. He writes, "You'll recall what I've said about the Dolphins' offense under McDaniel. I've repeatedly said the Dolphins' offense is about two things, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill. Well, Tyreek is out with a season-ending left knee injury sustained in Monday's win over the Jets. We knew Tyreek likely wasn't returning to the Dolphins in 2026 due to his salary, $36 million, and his age, 32. But now Tyreek's injury might serve as a catalyst for a clean sweep after the season, which means parting ways with general manager Chris Greer, McDaniel, and Tua. I need to be convinced any of them can be effective without Tyreek. They all rode his coattails to their limited success of recent years. Consider the remaining 13 games a job audition for both McDaniel and Tua, who have benefited greatly from having Tyreek. In a sense, they're on their own, and that's unsettling. I've been giving you the numbers for a while. For example, in the 2023 and 24 seasons, when Tyreek had 100 or more yards receiving, the Dolphins were 11-0 and averaged 35 points per game. And when Tyreek had 99 or fewer yards, the Dolphins were 7-17 and averaged 18 points per game. McDaniel is 29-28, including playoffs. He's 29-26 in the regular season. He's had Tyreek for all but one of those games. Tua was 2-10 against playoff teams in the 2023-24 seasons, throwing a so-so 15 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. He had Tyreek for all 12 of those games. Losing Tyreek is crushing for McDaniel and Tua. The 2025 Dolphins were regarded as average to below average with Tyreek. They'll be far below average without Tyreek. He's that important, and McDaniel and Tua are that vulnerable. They can't rely on the run game to lead them to victories. The Dolphins were 8-11 in the 2023-24 seasons when rushing for more than 100 yards. Simply put, Chris Perkins writes, Tua and McDaniel cannot succeed without Tyreek. They're both gifted and talented. They were vital parts of the NFL's number one offense in 2023. but neither McDaniel nor Tua is unique or special. That's Tyreek. The point here isn't to trash McDaniel, Tua, or the Dolphins' offense. The point here is to highlight the fact that this one-dimensional offense should have diversified 2 years ago. Someone in that building should have insisted on offensive diversity. Now trouble is brewing. The Dolphins have a respectable offense with Jaylen Waddle and running back Devon Achane, but no one will fear them, and there's zero chance they return to their high-scoring ways. McDaniel and Tua led a wheezing offense during training camp without Tyreek, who was sidelined due to a wrist injury and then an oblique injury. The lasting preseason impression many have of the Dolphins' offense in training camp was the starters struggling against Jacksonville's second-team defense in the finale. Expect similar results for the next 13 games. McDaniel and Tua are good, but they're limited. I just got a push notification. Diddy got 50 months. Diddy got 50 months in jail. McDaniel and Tua are good, but they're limited. That's 4 years.
Thank
got
you.
Another push notification.
Thank you. I was trying to
McDaniel and Tua are good, but they're limited. Tyreek made people around him better, starting with McDaniel and Tua. Without Tyreek, I'm expecting the Dolphins' offense to face many more eight-man fronts to stop the run, and they'll face fewer two-deep safety looks to stop the deep pass. Achane will attract much more defensive attention. Tight end Darren Waller, who had two touchdowns in his debut last Monday against the Jets, will attract much more defensive attention. The offense needs Tyreek. More importantly, McDaniel and Tua need Tyreek.
Wow.
That's Chris Perkins' take on the situation. That's a heavy take. I mean, he's saying flat out, yeah, ain't happening without Tyreek.
I think most people, though, when you say it's a heavy take, I would say most people outside of Miami feel that way. That's where all the criticism about Tua comes from. That's where all the, I don't want to use the word doubters, but people who were skeptical outside of Miami coming into the season, Hawk, that was pretty much their take. Like, this team is one-dimensional. It's Tyreek Hill, and when you take Tyreek Hill away, they can't move the football. And to Perk's point, it's been proven right, has it not?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, I mean...
I mean, he shows you some statistics that prove it correct, right? When Tyreek is receiving for more than 100 yards in a game, they
win.
Stat, if
it's right.
Less than, like, you know, there are some statistics. But again, I would say that's more, like, is that more indicative? Could you make the analogy of Jonnu Smith and Darren Waller, where you could have made a lot of cases like that for Jonnu Smith, right? Last season, their offense, they need Jonnu Smith. And they're saying, well, wait a second. No, we can replicate that with someone else. Again, can't replicate Tyreek Hill. He's a Hall of Famer. But can you have offensive success? Can you be creative and an offensive genius without someone the likes of Tyreek Hill? I mean, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Perkins says no. He said what you saw in that preseason game against Jacksonville is what you're going to see for the next 13 games. I don't believe that to be true, but that's what Chris Perkins writes.
If he's right, then Mike McDaniel isn't an offensive genius. Like, if you can't...
Well, for sure.
If you can't, over the course of... I don't care what player's out. If you can't, which was what bothered me so much, Hawk, about last year. Tua goes down week two. You've got 4 games. Figure it out for 4 games. I don't care who your quarterback is. You have to figure it out at some point over the course of 4 games if you're truly this offensive genius. If you're truly somebody who can maximize players no matter who they are with your offensive scheme, and he couldn't do it over 4 games. They looked embarrassing over 4 games. So you lose your best player, figure it out somehow. I'm not saying go be great, but
becomes that question. It kind of becomes the Phil Jackson thing, right? Where, oh, you have Michael Jordan, you can stack up victories. Like with McDaniel, do you go, oh, if you don't have Deebo Samuel or Tyreek Hill, you're not an offensive genius? You can't blame someone for having good talent and using that talent the right way, but also a story gets crafted the other way. Think about Phil Jackson. Who was it with the Knicks? Where he just couldn't get anything going. Yeah,
as a general manager, it was a disaster. But Hawk, here's my response to that. Mike McDaniel. We watched him with Skylar Thompson. We watched him with Snoop Huntley. We watched him with Tim Boyle, and literally was like watching a horror movie. And then guess what? Kyle Shanahan gets Mac Jones, and after 3 games, they're 3-0, and Mac Jones is throwing for 342 yards in a game. Like, people in the NFL, figure out, offensive play callers in the NFL, figure out how to, at the very least, look decent in times like this. And the Dolphins never do. And I don't understand why.
And I feel like they're going to look better than decent Sunday against Carolina. I do. But again, it's Carolina. Like, don't ask me that same question when it's a better team. I think Sunday is going to be an interesting game because it's going to lead you to believe a lot of things. And I'm not necessarily certain those things are going to be true for the remainder of the season.
It is hilarious to kind of read Chris Perkins' article and then go back and listen to the first segment of the 2 o'clock hour where Hawk is like, I'm putting the mortgage on every over for the Miami Dolphins.
Yep. Every offensive over, team total over, everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.